This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosie Brick said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Well,
that was fast.
You know, listen, here's the thing about being a champion.
A former champion.
Titles come and titles go, but quickly. It's the championship mentality, Michael. That's why they call presidents. You're always called Mr. President. You know, a Super Bowl champion is always a Super Bowl champion.
Can I read a tweet from your brother he just sent out? Nick Rosenberg.
Sure.
He said, our dad will be thrilled. Peter's the William Henry Harrison of WWE's 24/7 title.
Oh, thank you, Nick. I'm glad he put a presidential spin on it for my father. My poor dad said he was just sitting there luxuriating, reading the Wikipedia of the 24/7 champion and how it said current champion Peter Rosenberg. No longer. And my back hurts, so I've moved to the couch.
Yeah, he looked like he slammed you down pretty
hard. That's the way a pin should look, right, Michael?
Oh, I don't like what you're suggesting about yesterday's pin. Listen, Don, I had to do what I had to do.
No, I understand.
He's a trained professional.
He's a little bit more deserving of that belt. Is that wrong?
No, not at all. That's not wrong. I think R-Truth's been in the business for like 25 years. I mean, the man's a – listen, I lost to a worthy opponent. But, Michael, beautiful call. There could be wrestling in your future.
No, as Don would say, I'm good.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN. I thought I was going to say a championship edition of ENN, a former championship edition of ENN. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
The thing fell off the table.
And then I'd like to say good evening to Don.
We wouldn't have gotten to Gooseballs.
Very good point. Can I say good evening to R-Truth? If I said good evening to R-Truth, would he be here? Good evening, R-Truth. Well, he's gone.
I got him.
I'm gonna get you, Michael Gadd.
Well, there you go.
I like how he grabbed the microphone.
Yeah, that guy knows what he's doing, by the way.
My kids were watching, and Charlie goes, "I'm scared for Peter."
Got reaction from Nancy was watching upstairs, and Marco like was flipping out, jumping up and down, thought it was funny. He's going to totally be into wrestling. I know.
By the way, he may be a 24/7 champion. He may be on the same page as me one day.
I'm all excited about taking him to the ball games. I'm going to be taking him to wrestling.
Yeah, it's going to be. Hey, Dad. No offense. I don't want to go. I want to go with Uncle Dave again.
Right.
I want to go with Uncle Dave.
I'm going to get him on sidelines at like Jet and Giant games. He's going to be, you know, on the ice after Ranger games, and he's going to be, Dad, that was fun, but can we talk to Uncle Dave? I want to go back to the wrestling.
That's right. Well, my title reign isn't the only thing that was short-lived. It did not take very long for a friendship to begin, a new and maybe hopefully a longer run than my title run, and that would be the relationship with Sean McVay and his new quarterback, Matt Stafford. They were already seen partying and celebrating over dinner with their wives and Sean McVay's fiance.
She's his girlfriend.
Yeah, they got together and hung out in Cabo to celebrate Stafford going to the Rams. So good times in Cabo. I wonder what it's like partying. I wonder how open Cabo is these days.
It's amazing. We have two different mindsets in this world. Those that just do what they have to do and others that remain sequestered behind doors. It's amazing. It really is amazing. I wouldn't even think about picking up and going to Cabo. I wouldn't even consider it. But
yeah, I don't know what the but I have no idea what the COVID situation is. As you pointed out earlier about Australia, they don't even have COVID right now.
But meanwhile, Japan shut down.
And our poor caller was shut down by Michael.
That's I've such extreme guilt about that.
No, and I feel bad because Michael didn't know. He had got disconnected and comes back and just, you know, steamrolled in like he should. And unfortunately, our caller from Japan, Okinawa actually, was collateral damage. But it did seem like you bigfooted him, Michael.
I'm sorry.
Now, that's who you are. You're a bad guy. Now, Andrew, were like me, were you very excited when he said Okinawa? Did you just want to start talking about Cobra Kai? That was the first thing that popped in my mind was Cobra Kai, because in Cobra Kai.
You thought you were going to get a reaction from Andrew?
Andrew's obsessed with Cobra Kai.
I understand that.
But he's not near a mic right now. We've got snow problems and issues.
Oh, it's not there. Goodness.
I forgot. Let me see if I can ask recorded Andrew. Andrew, what were your thoughts on what just happened?
Oh, I love this guy.
See?
Does your back hurt? Because he really did slam you down there.
Well, I tried to sit in the chair, and it just like, it didn't feel. And not only that, but he dragged me. Did you see how easily he dragged me into a good pinning position?
Yeah. He's a pro. And, listen, and whatever he did to you wouldn't be as bad as what you did to him last night.
Yeah, that was, well, in a word, troubling.
It bad in what sense? I mean, I don't think he was in any physical pain afterwards. Well, at least not for too long. So the Los Angeles Rams, of course, pulled off the big move, and they got Matt Stafford. But did you guys know that before they got Matt Stafford, they were trying to pull off an even bigger move?
Mm-hmm.
No. Tell me.
The word on the streets is that they were trying to bring the California boy from, well, he's originally from Northern California, to Southern California. That's right. The Rams were making a play for Aaron Rodgers, according to the Los Angeles Times.
Hey, Rodge.
That's right. But you're going to be shocked to hear this. The Packers informed the Rams that he was not available. So that did not happen.
I bet you the 49ers make a big play.
Yeah.
But by the way, there's nothing in the world you could offer. Is there anything in the world you could offer the Packers for Aaron Rodgers?
Well, here's the thing. You listen to what Young said earlier about what's going to happen now with Stafford going and being with McVay and where the league is right now. So if you're Rodgers, yeah, going to San Francisco doesn't make a lot of sense from a standings standpoint. But if he thinks he's upgrading at quarterback, a head coach, and he gets to go home?
Well, no. Yeah, he could want to go. So you mean if he went full Watson and just said, I want to go?
No, I don't know if he would.
He'd have to force his way out.
Right, he would have to force his way out. Or if he just said, listen, I want to stay in Green Bay, but if San Francisco calls, please listen because I'd like to finish my career there. I don't know if that would happen. Probably not.
I just don't see what you could offer to the Green Bay Packers that they would be like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a worthwhile.
Well, the only way that they get him is if Rodgers does say, I want to go. I mean, Green Bay's not going to trade him for anything because they want to trade him. They don't want to trade him. But if Rodgers pulls a power move and says, I'm done, then they could offer them Gorgeous Jimmy and a lot of other things.
How about Deshaun Watson for Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know if Aaron Rodgers would want to go to Houston. They're not ready to win.
No,
they're certainly not. He'd want to go to the 49ers.
The Rams, the 49ers are close-ish.
He might play in New York, his whole act.
How about Washington, D.C.?
No, why would he do that?
Stafford was wanted, of course, by many teams. We found out over the weekend Washington was very close, but the Rams threw in that extra draft pick, and that took Washington off the table. But apparently the New York Jets also inquired about Matt Stafford, according to Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated. Hmm. They checked in with the Lions on Friday. The Lions reached back out on Saturday, but nothing serious happened. And, of course, Matt Stafford is a Ram. But the Jets at least made a phone call.
Hmm.
Jets could have given their, you know, both their picks in the 20s this year and next year and Sam. I think
they could have given their big pick, no?
Why would you give that pick?
No.
You save that pick for great
Stafford
quarterback.
Stafford's going to be 33 on the 7th. So what is that, Sunday? Because Super Bowl Sunday is going to turn 33.
Okay. You wouldn't have given up, let's say, Sam, that pick, the big pick, and
no,
like a,
no.
and a number two
Matthew
next year?
Stafford? Stop no. it. You're embarrassing yourself. You've lost a belt, and now you're doing that? Come on.
No.
Title.
I mean, what good
What's
is
the difference? The physical thing is not called the title. It's called the belt. And by the way, I'm curious, how did R-Truth get into your room? I mean, you're on a high floor in a hotel. How did that happen?
I'm on the second floor. Have you seen how athletic this man is? Well, I don't know what the situation is. I could bring the camera out there and we could look at the balcony. I saw like a knotted rope sitting out there for whatever that's worth.
Okay, I would think that has something to do with how he got up there.
But then the crazy
about this.
But by the way, think about what that says about the athleticism of the referee. Also,
is that the referee that you had yesterday?
Yes.
I thought he was your friend.
I know him. But by the way, he's got to do his job. I don't want the guy to not do his job. Listen, I may use any means I need to get the job done, but I'm not paying people off. I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not a Houston Astro, okay? I do it the right way for the most part.
Interesting.
But what good would the
no,
a 33-year-old
right.
quarterback
they're
be
not,
to the,
They're not close enough. They're not close enough. If they were now, what about the Giants?
That's interesting to me because I do think that if you put Stafford on the Giants with where they are right now, with that division being as wide open as it is, that would make sense to me. Because I think the Giants can be competitive to win that division to be a playoff team over the next couple of years. I think the Jets are still a little bit away because they've got a bunch of weapons they still got to go out and get. But no matter what, the Jets are not giving up the number two pick. That would never happen.
You say that number two pick for Watson. You don't give that up for anything else.
Well, it's just going to be interesting to see, of course, where they end up going with it if they end up just taking that pick and what they get from it. Because we'll always remember that was the piece they had sitting on the table to make a move with. So you better kill. It's a high-pressure situation for Joe Douglas whether they make a move or not.
Well, here's the thing is that we keep talking about how attractive it is to trade that pick, right? Because there's going to be a team that's going to want a quarterback. But with all these quarterback-changing teams, Are they starting to lose some trade partners here?
All right, again, Andrew Brandt, the guy who used to be the GM of the Packers, said there's only going to be one quarterback that's traded this year. He guarantees it. He said it's Matthew Stafford. That's it.
In addition to the Jets.
So that includes Watson?
Yeah, he doesn't think Watson's going to be traded.
That'd be a stunner at this point, wouldn't it?
Yeah, this guy seems to obviously be in the loop, and he just said, no, it's not happening. Rodgers is not getting traded. Watson's not getting traded. He said Stafford was the best quarterback that will be there.
So the Jets tried. They reached out to Stafford. The Patriots reached out. The Bears reached out. The Panthers reached out. And the Washington football team all talked to the Lions about Stafford.
And he said he was good with all of them except for the Patriots.
Now, why? Why would that be?
Maybe he doesn't want to be hindered. Maybe, they're more conservative in terms of their offense. He doesn't want that.
The guy's been the polar opposite of New England his entire career. He's in Detroit. You're worried about stats and throwing touchdown passes and not, working with the best coach ever and having a chance to be a legit contender? Because they would be. You tell me New England, next year after COVID's over, they get their players back, they've got Matthew Stafford as their quarterback. You don't think they'd be competing for that division?
They still would need a serious weapon upgrade for him.
And you don't think Bill can make something work?
No, I think he could, but let's just be fair. The Patriots were bad because, yes, Cam was not good, but he did not have – guys, remember at the beginning of the year when we were watching them play, how little we knew about who they had on offense? It was crazy. Like, this is not the team – although maybe it fits more into my next story,
before you get to the next story, Rick DiPietro brought up a good point. Who's in New England? Matt Patricia. Maybe he wants no part of Matt Patricia.
You know what? Rick is not
on the morning show.
Listen, he's not a former champion like me, but I'll tell you what, that was a championship pick. That's a great point.
I'd forgotten that he went back to New England. Oh my God.
Yep. Well, that's it. I'm sorry.
Having Matt back. But what a point.
That's why he's on from 5 to 8 every Monday through Friday.
He's good. It's not just inappropriate jokes you can't read on the air. The guy's actually got some credible things to say.
Save DiPietro.
A great point.
Maybe it's about this, though. Danny Amendola recently did an interview on First Things First on FS1, and he says that the Patriot way is no longer in New England, that it is not about Bill Belichick, that the Patriot way that everyone fell in love with was Tom Brady's way, and that it is not going to be the same in New England. He said none of these coaches threw any passes. None of these coaches caught any passes. None of them made tackles. They got guys in the right position because they watch a lot of film and spend all their time at the facility. But Tom Brady is the Patriot way.
You know,
and that's the reason Tom Brady's in the Super Bowl right now and the Patriots are not.
See, I think that's unfair because there's a lot of extenuating circumstances to put New England into the situation that they're in. But let's face it. Most of the media doesn't love Bill, right? Most of the league doesn't love Bill because he beat them so often and all that. And the fans don't love Bill unless you live in New England. The narrative is going to end up being that it was all Tom. Because if Bill, he's 68 years old, so how many kicks at the can is he going to have, right? So let's say he spends another 5 years in the league, doesn't win another title. And Tom wins this Super Bowl, but even if he doesn't and he's competing for another one next year, the narrative is going to completely change to where, is Bill Belichick really a great coach? And it's all about Tom Brady. And the media is going to really drive that narrative because they love nothing more than the sink Bill. Can we look back 10 years from now and it'll be like folly to think that it was even a debate who was more important than the other? And I think that's unfair.
Now, what if Brady were to go like back-to-back Super Bowl appearances and the Patriots never come back?
That's what I'm saying.
But it might not be fair, Don, but you wouldn't actually go there yourself to some degree?
Yeah, but
I mean obviously we'd have to move the needle a little bit, but don't you think it's going to really drive home this whole, there's no Belichick. Come on, look what he did in Cleveland. He got lucky. He got the greatest quarterback in the history of the planet, and that's why he won. Is that fair?
Well, how about this?
Tom Brady was not drafted by the Patriots and was drafted in the sixth round by another team. He might not have ever gotten on the field for a team.
That's true. That's a great point,
I get
too.
That. And Bill deserves credit for that because he held on to 4 quarterbacks at times to be able to not have to cut him.
But how about this? Be honest with yourself. Who else could you have pictured going on to this Tampa Bay team, talented as they are, and they have a lot of weapons, but they had weapons last year too. Who else goes on that team and they are in the Super Bowl this year?
Rodgers.
Maybe
Deshaun
Rodgers.
Deshaun Watson.
I mean, maybe. I don't think we know enough yet to know that, as good as he is. Like that you could really
Patrick
picture
Mahomes.
Them.
Yeah. And like you said, this is more talented than anything he ever had in New England, maybe outside of the 07 team. And let's face it, and I came across the pictures. Do you believe that Bruce Arians is like that was like 5 years ago that he came into the studio with us. Like it's 2015 or something ridiculous like that. But he's no slouch as a coach.
No, he's no slouch. If I'm being honest, and I wonder if any of our listeners agree, I just can't picture this Bucs team in the Super Bowl without Brady. Talented as they are, and they're a pretty good defense, and they have a lot of pieces.
There wouldn't have been a Gronkowski.
And there wouldn't have been AB.
Right. So that's two to take away. But they still
also,
have a lot of talent without that.
They didn't score in the second half, and he threw 3 picks.
And there wouldn't have been a Fournette.
This is a good football team. You can make a case almost bailed him out in the second half.
They did.
Right? And that's the other thing, too. It's all going to be Tom. Like, Arians won't get any credit. The other players won't get any credit. This is basically Tom Brady's Super Bowl.
It seems like
everybody on the Buccaneers are like props.
You think it's going to be a good Super Bowl?
I hope. I mean, it could get out of hand. I think it can only get out of hand one way.
Well, when is a Brady Super Bowl gotten out of hand either way?
Once, and he came back and won.
Well, I'm saying, so they either win or they lose on a last-second field goal or a last-second touchdown.
Oh, I think Don's tipping his hand, Peter.
He may have.
Well, that's how you're rolling. You're not. Let's be honest. You're not making a pick. You're not even doing homework on this game. All you're doing is studying me to know what I'm going to pick.
You know what?
And then
I've
you're
got one
pick
of those
opposite.
Books with the black and white marble on it. I'm doing a lot of homework in that sort of book.
No.
That notebook.
You're doing homework on what my pick's going to be.
No, I'm not. I'm going to pick what I want to pick, just like I did last week when I won both games
that's
and you guys
true.
Both lost.
Your
you're
complete
still...
motivation is to pick against me.
Well, I mean, I hope that that's the way it turns out. I'm not going to lie. Of course, that's the way I hope it turns out. I won't have a chance to get out of last place.
Right. But let's face it.
My point
still could be true. I mean, if the Chiefs still win by, you know, six or five, it's still a competitive game. We haven't witnessed a Patriot blowout ever.
I think you tipped your hand. Let's just put it that way.
No, well, then you.
I'll do what I have to
you
do.
You go with it. You do what you have to do.
Don't you have to do the Ranger pregame right now?
You would think, yeah.
Well, why don't you get out?
Oh, my gosh.
It could have went smoother, Peter. We had this whole – I had it all planned out. You know, have Michael go to break. We'll extend DNN or just have Yes kind of dump out of me so it doesn't have to be – so it can be seamless. And what does Michael do? Don't you got to go?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I was just going to, Don, do you have time for me to play these moments in history?
Yes, please.
All right, let's go back to 2015 on this day.
Shall we?
Lynch in the backfield. Russell looks, throws inside. Oh, my God, he's picked off at the goal line. He's picked off by God Butler. Intended for Lockett at the goal line. Oh, my word, with 20 seconds left.
There you have it, right. The Malcolm Butler pick. Another moment like Don was just referring to.
And that actually was because of Tom Brady. Bill Belichick had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, Brady called that defense. A lot of people don't know that. And also, on this day back in 2009.
Roethlisberger, last time, throws to the back of the end zone, and it is caught for a touchdown by Holmes.
Probably the greatest catch in Super Bowl history, right?
Wow. Number one?
What's better? I mean, he had both feet down, gorgeous. It meant something in the game.
Great call by Al.
Yeah. Al was fully engaged.
Well, Don, a lot of people don't know this. Al had the over that night. And that'll do it for ENN on this former Championship Monday.
Right,
that's
so
how
you
do it, Michael.
If you want more of Donnie, he's going to be doing the Ranger pregame on 10:50 a.m. and then the Rangers against the Penguins at 7. After our show at 7 on 98.7, Chris Carlin, a mini Chris Carlin, which everybody wishes would happen, but it doesn't. Mini Chris Carlin from 7 to 7:30.
Oh, my gosh.
And then 7:30, the Knick pregame show, 8 o'clock, will be the Knicks against the Bulls in Chicago. All right, got all that?
Got it.
We have the former champion on the air with us if you want to talk about what happened, which was distressing. A lot of people had children turn away. 1-800-919-3776. It's Kay LaGreca and the former 24/7 champ of the WWE, Peter Rosenberg, right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.